Well, yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny show here on this great channel. We are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, located in Cornwall, Ontario, on the banks of the old St. Lawrence Seaway. We can also be heard via www.oshawarocks.com, but also our home for the last 10 years over historic CFRC 101.9 FM in the limestone city of Kingston, Ontario. And with all that mentioned, we can also be heard, of course, worldwide at Way Back with Johnny on YouTube. And with that, I would like to welcome you all to this, the third and final hour of today's program. I'd also like to share that this will be our second double feature of today, with a tribute to none other than the Tennessee Plowboy, who was born, yes, 108 years ago this past Friday, the 15th of May, 1918. The one and only Eddie Arnold, who will always be remembered as one of the original pioneers of country music, but also, a little side note, is that he was one of the richest men in country music as well. With that, we'll pay tribute to him with a true classic of his called Turn the World Around the Other Way. Then we'll follow with a song that he called Eddie's Song, which takes several of his song titles and makes it into a wonderful song. With that, I'd like to welcome y'all here to the third and final hour. Good morning, friends, and welcome in.
Turn the world around the other way. Stop on yesterday, back to before that silly fight, and give me a chance to make things right. I said some things I didn't mean to say, things that I'm so sorry for today. Down on my knees, I beg you please to turn the world around the other way. I never really wanted us to break up, and I'm sorry for each teardrop that you cried. We need to give our hearts a chance to make up. And darling, will you standing by my side? We'll turn the world around the other way, back to where it started yesterday. Just take my hand, together we can turn the world around the other way. Yes, we'll turn the world around the other way. Back it up and stop on yesterday. Just take my hand, together we can turn the world around the other way.
I just caught the love bug itch, Molly darling, and I wanna play house with you. Take me in your arms and hold me and be mine. I'll send you a big bouquet of roses anytime. I know there's no wings on my angel, but how easy on the eyes you've been. There's been a change in me, it's true. I want a full-time job with you, and if that's how much I love you, it's a sin. life without just a little loving. So it's older and bolder we'll be. Don't you ever take the ribbons from your hair, or you'll be rocking all alone in your easy rocking chair. I won't rob another man's castle. I'll be chained to a memory. You're just a great big bundle of that southern sunshine that I love, and my cuddle bugging baby you will be.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program. Take our weekly trip down east to the mighty east coast of Canada with a collection of songs associated with the east coast. First, we'll hear a song going out to my new friend and a true keeper of his dad's legacy, Lucas Snow, who is keeping his father's legacy alive and well. That, of course, is Lloyd Snow. And from his father, Lloyd, it'll be a classic called Down East Boy. We'll then follow with the King of the Newfies and especially the Newfoundland legend, Michael T. Wall, and a song called The Newfie Polka, going out to our friends out on the Rock of Newfoundland. And then we'll wrap up this selection with none other than the First Lady of Newfoundland music, as we often refer to her as, and that is the late great Joan Morrissey and her classic called Heading Eastbound. With that, I'll also send out my happiest of greetings to my good friends in Pugwash, Nova Scotia, Peter and Myrna. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
When the sun came up this morning, it found me eastward bound. Finally taking all I can of this city life I found. So I'm heading back to places that I couldn't wait to leave. City life's no kind of life. East boy like me, I've traveled west to Edmonton, been south to New Orleans, and the folks back home would not believe some places I have seen. I spent some time in Montreal, felt alone there on the street. The city life's no kind of life for a down east boy like me. I need to feel the green grass growing underneath my feet. I need to watch the sunset as I walk along the beach. I need to feel the closing from the sea. And city life's no kind of life for a down east boy like me. When the sun goes down on my hometown, I'll be only miles away. I swear this time when I get back, that's where I'm gonna stay. Tomorrow you will find me in my home down by the sea. 'Cause city life's no kind of life for a down east boy like me. I need to feel the green grass growing underneath my feet. I need to watch the sunset as I walk along the beach. I need to feel the morning breeze when it blows in from the sea. The city life's no kind of life for a down east boy like me. faced boy like me.
There's a schooner in the bay, women making hay, having fun out in the sun, the good old Newfoundland, my son.
Romp and stomp, getting drunk, doing the Newfie polka. Fish and brews, they like their booze, doing the Newfie polka.
There's piles of codfish drying, and a sound of seagulls crying. On Dominion Day we drink the best, and other days we fish and rest.
Romp and stomp, getting drunk, doing the Newfie polka. Fish and brews, they like their booze, doing the Newfie polka.
The bay boys, they come into town to swing those towny girls around, to join in that accordion sound, and to drink some good old Newf squeaks down.
Romp and stomp, getting drunk, doing the Newfie polka. Fish and brews, they like their booze, doing the Newfie polka.
All in lace and harbor grace, don't the girls look pretty? Showing off their boots and smocks, making the boys act giddy.
Romp and stomp, getting drunk, doing the Newfie polka. Fish and brews, they like their booze, doing the Newfie polka. Romp and stomp, getting drunk, doing the Newfie polka. Fish and brews, they like their booze, doing the Newfie polka.
An all-night dance, a come by chance, makes a happy day. And the boys and girls show they care in the good old Newfie way.
Romp and stomp, getting drunk, doing the Newfie polka. Fish and brews, they like their booze, doing the Newfie polka. Romp and stomp, getting drunk, doing the Newfie polka. Fish and brews, they like their booze, doing the Newfie polka.
If you come to a David Allan Coe concert and you're offended, if you like 19 songs that I sing, and then I sing one song that offends you, and you say, whoa, well, then you know what? I don't need you in my life. I don't make music for any one demographic type of person.
I'm just singing Newfoundlander, and I sing a happy song.
Hello, friends. This is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here on Way Back over CFRC 101.9 Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
And are singing Newfoundlander from
the Isle of Newfoundland.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the segment I like to call The Grass is Always Bluer. With that mentioned, I have a collection of great bluegrass pioneers for y'all this morning as they pay tribute to the legends of bluegrass. First, we'll hear a song by a man who left us 47 years ago this past Monday, the 11th of May. That, of course, is bluegrass pioneer and legend Mr. Lester Flatt, who left us for his home in heaven 47 long years ago this week. From Lester will be a song called Have You Come to Say Goodbye. Then we'll follow with a man we all remember and love as everybody's favorite grandpa, Louis Marshall Jones, forever remembered as Grandpa Jones. It'll be a song called Tragic Romance. And then we'll wrap up this collection of rather tearjerkers, but high lonesome sound nonetheless, and with a legendary queen of the Appalachian Mountains, Wilma Lee Cooper, one of my all-time favorite singers of all time, and a song called Picking Up the Pieces. With that, we'll also send out a very happy Sunday morning greeting to my good friend, Sandra Day in Ingleside, Ontario, who is, like me, a great fan and friend of bluegrass. With that, welcome and friend.
Say goodbye, my darling. Was the love you promised just a lie? Why go on pretending any longer? Tell me, have you come to say your eyes tonight, dear? You act so cold and strange, I wonder why. Could it be that you no longer want me? Tell me, have you come to say goodbye? Have you come to say goodbye, my darling? Was the love you promised just a lie? Forsake me, but I'll always love you, and I'll never let you leave my mind. My life will never be the same without you. Tell me, have you come to say goodbye? Have you come to say goodbye, my darling? Was the love you promised just a lie? Why go on pretending any longer? Tell me, have you come to say goodbye?
Nestled in the heart of the Tennessee hill, mid peaceful pines, mid the rocks and the with its song. I've been long and determined to go. Oh, many long years this old world I did roam, with thoughts of my sweetheart, my darling, my own. While dining one day in a little country town, a stranger walked in and he chanced to sit down.
Take things very seriously. When Marty Robbins died, when Bill Monroe died, when Waylon died, I take a marker and write their names on my forehead, and I wear black, and that night I sing all their songs and pay tribute to them. I'm probably the only musician in the world that does something like that.
My home ain't in the Hall of Fame.
Hello, this
This is J.E. Crow from Lexington, Kentucky, and you're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock. You're on the way back. Have a good one.
My songs don't be long. Top 40 radio.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to our late great hero of country music and the outlaw movement of country music, who sadly passed away April 29th at the age of 86. Yes, of course, David Allan Cole. With that mentioned, I would like to salute another collection of David's great country classics. First, there'll be a song called He Has to Pay for What I Get for Free. We'll then follow with another classic, this time a song that David Allan and many have claimed as being the opening song of the outlaw movement of country music, called Willie Waylon and Me. We'll then wrap up here with this collection of songs with another song that I would like to dedicate to my late father, Papa Willie B, as he was often referred to, who always enjoyed David Allan's music, and it'll be a song called I Still Sing the Old Songs. With that, I'd like to welcome y'all in and say good morning to each and every one of you listening in.
He buys her diamonds to wear on her fingers. Love don't come cheap, you see. She comes to me for the things he don't give her. He has to pay for what I get for free. But I don't ask no questions, and he don't look for answers. I know about him, and he knows about me. She don't try to hide it, but both of us wonder why he has to pay for what I give for free. Got gold bracelets, lives in big fancy places. Love don't come cheap, you see. He buys almost everything she's ever wanted. He has to pay for what I get for free. But I don't ask no questions, and he don't look for answers. I know about him, and he knows about me. She don't try to hide it, but both of us wonder why he has to pay for what I get for free. Why does he have to pay for what she gives me for free?
I heard the burritos out in California could fly higher than the birds. Roger McGuinn had a 12-string guitar. It was like nothing I'd ever heard. And the Eagles flew in from the West Coast. Like the birds, they were trying to be free. While in Texas, the tough turned to outlaws. Like Willie. Texas music's in the make, and we've been making music that is free. Doing one night stands, playing with our bands, Willie, Waylon and me. Oh, Mad Dog.
say the Beatles were just the beginning of everything music could be. Just like the Stones, I was rolling along like a ship lost out on the sea. And Joplin would die for the future, and Dylan would write poetry. And in Texas, the talk turned outlaws like Willie and Waylon and me.
Hey, my name is David Allen Coe, and I'm from Dallas, Texas. They say Texas music's in the make, and we've been making music that is free, doing one night stands, playing with our bands, Willie, Waylon and me, Big Jim.
I heard the burritos out in California could fly higher than the birds. Roger McGuinn had a 12-string guitar. It was like nothing I ever heard. And the Eagles flew in from the West Coast like the birds, they were trying to be free. While in Texas, the talk turned outlaw. Like Willie and Waylon and me.
Yeah, Willie, Waylon and Me was actually probably the song that started what they call outlaw country music. The song that said it all about what we were up to and what we were doing. It was probably the turning point, and it probably paved the way for Mamas Don't Want Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys and all the great things that Willie and Waylon went on to do together.
You lately, wondering if you'd found your peace of mind. I guess you'd be proud to know your grandsons never crossed that Mason-Dixon line. I still sing the old songs that you taught me, and I still pray to Jesus now and then. And just like you, I wish that He would save me to see the day the South will rise again. Daddy wore his purple heart so proudly long before I turned into a man. Buried with our flag across his casket, I was still too young to understand. I still sing the old songs that you taught me, and I still pray to Jesus now and then. And just like you, I wish that He would save me to see the day the South will rise again. Mama spent her last years in the garden while I took my turn behind the gun. Lord, I'd give my life to find the freedom lost within the old songs that you sung. Still sing the old songs that you taught me.
And the greatest thing that ever happens to me is when someone comes up to me and says, you know, I don't know how to express myself, and I have a hard time talking to people that I love. But you know what? I listened to your album, and I heard this song, and you know, I went to my girlfriend, and I said, you know, this is how I feel. If you'll just listen to this guy singing this song, this is how I feel. I couldn't tell you this, but this is how I feel. Now, to me, I've done my job.
Well, yes, friends, once again, I would like to pay tribute to another all-time classic by David Allan Coe, which will be, no matter how many songs he recorded over the years, no matter how many songs he wrote over the years, this will be the one that he will always be remembered for. It came out in 1975 and was called simply, You Never Even Called Me By My Name. Now, we'll send this one out to the man who inspired this show and my tribute for David Allan, none other than John, and also his beloved wife, Kathy, out there in Guelph, Ontario. And we'll send this one out to them today. And yes, this is the one you've been waiting for, friends. This all-time classic from 1975. Here it is.
Well, it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain. You don't have to call me darling, darling. You never even call me by my name. You don't have to call me Waylon Jennings. And you don't have call me Charlie Pride. And you don't have to call me Merle Haggard anymore. Even though you're on my fighting side. In your phone book,
hello, hello.
And I've seen it on signs where I play. But the only time I know I'll hear David Allan Coe is when Jesus has his final judgment day. A friend of mine named Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter, and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama, or trains, or trucks, or prison, or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song, and he sent it to me, and after reading it, I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song, and I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk, the day my mom got out of prison. And I went to pick her up in the rain. But before I could get to the station in the pickup truck, she got run over by a damned old train.
Until I came along, nobody knew what a songwriter was. And then I came along and I said, a friend of mine named Steve Goodman wrote this song. And then people started thinking, well, wait a minute, David's singing a song that somebody else wrote. Maybe we should try to find out about songwriters. Let's look and see who the songwriter is on these songs.
Well, I do hope y'all enjoyed that classic. And once again, we are back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show. And with that mention, I have a Way Back song of the week that I would like to dedicate to all our friends out there who like the rather obscure but also comical side of David Allan Cole, who was not only a country music singer, but also, well, let's face it, we all remember the X-rated albums. With that mention, I'd like to play an original Bad Boy of Country Music's great song, influenced by the outlaw movement of country music. And there has been many over the years that David recorded, but there was one I would like to play with all seriousness and in many ways a true brilliant song written about his late father. And that was a song called If That's Not Country. I strongly recommend you turn the volume down on your radio for the next 5 minutes if you do not like strong language. With that mention, otherwise, here's a song that I dedicate in loving memory of a true friend of the outlaw movement, and that is none other than David Allan Cole. One of the greatest pen songs that he ever recorded on also wrote called If That's Not Country. With that, here's an all-time classic as our Way Back song of the week.
This is a song I wrote about my father, Donald Mahan Coe Jr. My daddy passed away on August the 9th, 7 years ago. A song about my father. Well, the old man was covered with tattoos and scars, and he got some in prison and others in bars, and the rest he got working on old junk cars in the daytime. Now they look like tombstones in our yard, and I never seen him when he wasn't tired and mean. Well, he sold used parts to make ends meet, covered with grease from his head to his feet, cussing the sweat and the Texas heat and mosquitoes. And the neighbors said we lived like hicks, but they brung their cars for my pa to fix anyhow. Well, he was veteran proud, tried and true. He fought till his heart was black and blue, and I don't know how he made it through the hard times. He bought our house on a GI Bill, but it wasn't worth all he had to kill to get it. He drank Pearl in a can, Jack Daniels Black, chewed tobacco from a mail pouch sack, and he had an old dog that was trained to attack sometime. Well, he'd get drunk and mean as a rattlesnake, and there wasn't too much that he would take from a stranger. There was 13 kids and a bunch of dogs, a house full of chickens and a yard full of hogs. I spent the summertime cutting up logs for the winter,
trying like the devil to find the Lord, working like a slave for my room and board. Coal burning stoves, no natural gas, and if that ain't country, I'll kiss your ass. If that ain't country, it'll here live the Pope. If that ain't country, it's a damn good joke. I've been on the Grand Old Opry, and I know Johnny Cash. And if he ain't country, I'll kiss your ass. Well, my mama sold eggs at a grocery store, and my oldest sister was a first-rate. My daddy said she couldn't come home anymore, and he meant it. Now, mama, she was old far beyond her time, and her hair was gray, and I've seen her crying. She was talking about Junior, said he was dying in prison. Why, she told all the neighbors he was off to the war. He was fighting for courage, he was good to the core, and she was proud. Now our house was a graveyard for automobiles, and around the porch was a bunch of old wheels and some used Harley Davidson parts that we sold for cash. There was 50 holes and an old tin roof. Me and my family was living proof, and everybody called me old poor white trash. And if that ain't country, I'll kiss your ass. If that ain't country, it'll here live the Pope. If that ain't country, it's a damn good joke. I've been on the Grand Old Opry, and I know Johnny Cash. And if he ain't country, I'll kiss your ass. Bird. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels and went back to the wild side of life without a little lady.
Well, with that, friends, that's another wrap on the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and also www.oshawarocks.com. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute one last time to the legendary David Allan Coe, who sadly passed away April 29th, 2026, at the age of 86. At the time of his passing, he was truly one of the last of a handful of great pioneers of the outlaw and country movement of country music. I'd also like to mention that I'm going to play us out of the program today with a song that legendary Johnny Paycheck recorded and also, I believe, possibly wrote about an experience he had at a church called the Outlaw Prayer. With that, I do believe that this sums up the career that David Allan Coe had, and I would also like to dedicate this to all our friends out there who like good Christian music. Now, even though if you did or you didn't like David Allan Coe, he was a great singer and also a great songwriter. With that mentioned, I also would like to tell a little story that when I was a kid, I wrote David Allan Coe, never thinking I would ever hear back from him, but I did receive a nice 8x10 picture, which I wish I still had today. He signed it and autographed it. Anyway, in memory of David Allan Coe, we will pay tribute to this all-time classic. With that, we'll be back next weekend, same great time, same great place, 8 to 11, over CFRC 101.9 FM. So long for now, friends, and happy listening.
You know, I worked a big package show in Fort Worth Saturday night. We had all day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door, started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. And I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve. Telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, "Lord, I know I don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time." A while ago, I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. And then there's those fine cars parked outside. Too many for me to count. It made me think how people walked for days to hear your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, "Sing, shove it." You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place, with his coat made of camel hair, sandals on his feet, and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children and take them beyond the clouds to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car, a suit, and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. Oh, by the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you with sandals and a beard? I believe you had long hair, too. Well, this is Paycheck, signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
Well, I hope the years that wrinkled up our faces have enjoyed us half as much as we did then. And if I should die before
before you jump your traces. Would you do one more favor for a friend? Remember all my songs and all their meanings, and remember how they helped you to believe. Then turn my body into ashes and take me with you. St. Louis, drop them in the Mississippi where the current's strong. I want to flow back through the Southland. I want to know I'm going
I ain't planning on it happening no time soon now. And it ain't something that I sit around and think about all the time. But me and you, we've howled at a lot of full moons now. And I'll admit that every now and then the thought does cross my mind.
So take my ashes to St. Louis, drop them in the Mississippi where the current's strong.
You know, I've been a member of the Country Music Association for 35 years, and it's like I just never have been accepted. They've always been afraid of me.
Another show is over, another day gone by, with good friends all around me, how the time did fly.
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here is your old host with most, Johnny Whitlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is the sole associate of Whitlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
It's hard to find the words I want to say, but friends, I'll try, and God bless you all and keep you. Till we meet again, goodbye.